Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello. Okay, haven't had this trouble before, except way back in the early days before I got my new iPhone. Welcome to Throwback Thursday, January 4th, 2018. Another spectacular, fantastic, beautiful Arizona, really rough winter day in the 70s. Now enjoying a beautiful purple and orange sunset over the mountains. I don't know if you can see that. Another beautiful day. So, Rhino of the Day. I have been sharing rhinos out of my 1995 Rhino Court calendar. And today, for those of you following, it will be no surprise, as I attempt to do this one-handed, that I will turn to and share the very cool rhino associated with the month of March for 1995. And this is a party animal from March. Somehow, not sure what that has to do with March. But I guess, at least here in Arizona, we're definitely in the pool in March. So maybe there it is, rhino in the pool and afloat in March. That's the rhino of the day. And for Throwback Thursday, hey, Tanya, good to see you here. Look what I found. Check this thing out. This is ATBA Baseball. Well, it's tough to read backwards there, but for those fans of the old board games, the reenactments of sports that I used to play all the time when I was a kid, Strat-O-Matic Baseball, ATBA Baseball, and other ones, and we'd make up our own games. And then I must have bought this years ago, ATBA Baseball for Windows. And this is for Windows, I believe, Windows 95. It requires Microsoft Windows 3.1. So even before Windows 95, and it's a 3.5-inch floppy disks. And it requires, check these requirements out, 386 or greater processor, 5 megabytes of RAM, and 12 megabytes of free hard disk space. Oh my goodness, I need 12 megabytes of hard disk space. I think that's about 1 second of today's video. And it needs a VGA monitor. So I remember the days when we didn't have that stuff. And so check it out, good old ATBA Baseball. From playing these games as a kid, this is where you play based on, like, previous baseball seasons. For those that don't know, the game takes the statistics of real-life baseball players from a given season. So, like, this year, it would be taking the 2017 season, would be coming out around now. It came out usually around the spring with the previous year's statistics, and then you would roll the dice, and it would you'd look up on all these very complex cards and these charts, and the pitcher versus the batter, and you'd set your lineup, and friends, we'd play these, and we'd play tournaments, we'd play seasons, and all that kind of stuff. Did it with baseball, basketball, football, golf, I mean, just the hockey even. I mean, just about any game you could imagine for sports game I was playing as a kid, and that led me in 1984 to launch my own fantasy sports game company back when no one had ever heard of the thing, and my friends and I thought we'd invented the thing until we found out there were others doing it too. And I grew that in a few years to be the largest fantasy sports game company in the world. Multi-million dollar company. I messed it up years later. Long story of how I built it and a long story, a shorter story of how I screwed it up. But on both ends of that, both building it and screwing it up, I learned valuable lessons that I've been helping with my own businesses and with clients for years ever since. I can spot all kinds of warning signs about businesses that are going in the wrong direction and help them turn around, which is extremely important, probably more important than just the basic lessons of how to build a multi-million dollar business very quickly, which is easier done these days than ever before, thanks to no longer needing 3.5-inch floppy disks and 5 megabytes of RAM to run computer programs. Now we have the Internet, and we have all kinds of software and all kinds of ways to do it. But a little Throwback Thursday there. I think I might throw this. It's still sealed in the plastic. I might check it out, throw it on eBay, and see what it's going for, if there's anybody that actually, you know, now it's not like anyone would, I don't think, buy it to play, unless they're in some crazy third world country. I think they'd buy it as an antique, or as somehow, you know, bring back the memories of youth. And so maybe I'll throw it on there. Otherwise, I'll just throw it back in a box and take it out in the future a little bit and bring back the memories some more. Man, we hours and hours and hours as kids playing APBA baseball, and then it came out in the, this is probably in the 80s sometime, where you could play it on the computer. So I guess it was easier to clean up that way, and you wouldn't have to, you couldn't lose the dice, and you couldn't wear out the cards and bend them or get them wet or spill things on them or lose a few of them. You could end the statistics instead of keeping them by pen and paper and pencil like we always did. They were kept automatically and would spit them all out. So all kinds of cool reasons to love having it on the computer. But either way, for hats off to anyone else out there also. There is Rich. Rich, do you ever play APBA baseball when you were a kid? Check that out. APBA baseball for Windows. And Dr. Vern is here. Great seeing you, too. So I hope that brings back the memories for some people that played the old board games, sports games, and then later on maybe played them on the computer, and now you still play them over the Internet. So now you can play with people all over the world. And I guess someday, maybe, we'll look back and have a throwback Thursday about, hey, remember when there was that thing called the Internet? Because everyone knows this is just a fad. So I got to end this video before the fad ends and the Internet goes away forever. So thanks for everyone being here on Throwback Thursday. And I'll be back tomorrow with Foundation Friday. Yeah, me too, Rich. Rich says Stratomatic. I was a big Stratomatic player. The Stratomatic football, Stratomatic basketball, baseball, love that stuff. And yes, Dr. Vern brings back the memories, doesn't it? So thanks, Dr. Vern and Rich and Tanya for being here on live, and anybody else here live on the video as the sun sets in the west here. Another spectacular, really having a really tough winter here in Arizona as usual, Hawaiian shirt weather, mid-70s, beautiful sunsets. Just a great day to be outdoors and take a deep breath of the fresh air and enjoy the day. So hopefully you're enjoying it where you are too. Yeah. We do have Throwback Thursday. We remember good old SSS baseball. Those were the days, also the early days of fantasy sports. And Dr. Vern, I know you're right around here too. 77 degrees today. Didn't even notice that. Man, it's practically 80 degrees in January. For growing up in New York, spent the first 18 years of my life in New York, and then the next 17 years in Boston, then traveled all around, spent 15 years in Chicago. Like, man, I mean, I spent one winter in Miami for 4 months. That was cool. But, like, this is just a highly recommend that everyone set up a business so that it can run without you there. You can put systems into place and stop doing the doing of the business and move to wherever you want and wherever makes you happy. For me, I like not having shoveled snow. And I like being able to walk around in Hawaiian shirts and enjoy another beautiful day. And Chad is here. Who's by you, Chad? Great seeing everybody here on Throwback Thursday. And I'll be back tomorrow for Foundation Friday. Hey, Phil, great seeing you as well. And I won't say what your photo makes you look like. Little inside joke there to Phil. And I'll catch everyone tomorrow on Foundation Friday, where I'll have a basic business building tip to help you take advantage of what is obviously going to be a spectacularly booming economy for 2018 and likely far beyond that as well, as things kick into place and momentum takes over. And so to all the business owners and entrepreneurs out there, let's capitalize this on this, huh? Instead of just watching it go by and saying, oh, there was a boom, I missed it. All right, so I'll be helping you do that tomorrow on Foundation Friday, and I hope you'll join me then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.